I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. Israeli and Palestinian leaders are talking about peace, though there's little sign of progress, which may be why Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas decided to try something a little different. Yesterday, he hosted about 300 Israeli college students and activists at his West Bank headquarters. There, he offered concessions to Israel on some key issues. But even more remarkable than what Abbas said was the fact that this meeting took place at all. Daniel Estrin was there and spoke with some of the visitors to Ramallah.
Yesterday, seven buses full of Israelis made their way to the Palestinian government headquarters, the Mukatta. A decade ago, this would have been impossible. The Mukatta was under siege by the Israeli army. The evening news at the time showed tanks pummeling into the compound, and then Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat making his way around the besieged Mukatta with a flashlight. The Israeli army ordinarily forbids Jewish Israelis from visiting Palestinian cities like Ramallah. But yesterday was a rare exception. An Israeli lawmaker who heads a parliamentary caucus supporting the peace talks organized a visit of students and activists, mostly from dovish political parties.
Have you ever been to Ramallah?
Not since the army, no. And I've been dying to go.
The last time 28-year-old Ehud Rotem was in Ramallah was in the middle of the night, in uniform, in an operation arresting wanted Palestinians. As the bus pulled into Ramallah yesterday, he and his girlfriend were glued to the windows.
What have you guys been taking pictures of?
Just everything, man.
The PLO office?
The houses, the streets, the cars.
The people.
The people, you know, whatever we can see.
It's kind of interesting to think that, like, you're about to meet a leader of your enemy.
See, I don't consider him to be my enemy. I don't consider them to be my enemy. And I don't want them to see us as an enemy.
Outside the Palestinian government headquarters, the Israelis passed through metal detectors, and Palestinian guards patted them down. A strange sight to see Israelis go through a Palestinian security check. For a fleeting moment, the tables were turned. Inside, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas sat at a table in front of a large poster of Jerusalem's old city and a white dove soaring above it with a Palestinian flag attached to its wings.
Assalamu alaikum. Shalom alaikum.
The Palestinian leader greeted the crowd in Arabic and Hebrew. Then he continued in Arabic. There was simultaneous translation to Hebrew and English. And Abbas addressed a whole bunch of Israeli concerns about the Palestinians' willingness to make peace. Abbas assured the Israeli audience that he does not seek to flood Israel with millions of Palestinian refugees and change Israel's social fabric. That's the most flexible Abbas has been on the sensitive issue of the Palestinians who were uprooted from their homes during the 1948 war over the establishment of Israel. Abbas also admitted that the Palestinian media and textbooks at times are hateful towards Israel, and he set the record straight that he does not deny that millions of Jews were killed in the Holocaust. Lots of nice words from Abbas, but his Hamas rivals in Gaza were quick to condemn his meeting with the Israelis. In a question and answer session, a few Israelis, like this one, asked Abbas why he refused to recognize Israel as a Jewish state, which is one of Israel's key demands during the current peace negotiations. Abbas said it wasn't up to him to define what kind of state Israel is. Some in the audience told me they wished they would have heard Abbas concede on that point. But many were happy Abbas even met with them at all.
It was very impressive that they speak eye to eye with us, the students in Israel. And I hope it was a step to a better way.
What does it feel like to be in the Mukatta?
Oh my God, it was amazing. It's like, I've never thought that I would be here. All my friends are going to really like this idea that I've been here.
Do you have a bunch of photos you're going to put on Facebook?
No, they didn't allow us to bring our phones inside. We were just outside.
I have my phone. I'll take a picture.
Really?
And I took her picture with my camera, a memento of an unprecedented visit. It was the largest number of Israelis that ever met with the Palestinian president in his West Bank headquarters. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin, Ramallah.
And you can see that picture Daniel took, along with several others, at PRI.org.